Gregory Anderson was just a regular guy. Nothing much different from him, you or I. Wife with a kid, house with the mortgage, not making enough money to keep up with inflation. We're closing in, I'm sure you know the situation. Ah, but he learned how to fly, and now they call him Captain Sky. He went to bed one night, he was worried about money. Got a little goodness and love from his honey. Slipped off to sleep, drifted to dreaming the dream that he always was dreaming. The wind, it was screaming. The earth, it was spinning below. And he rose and he goes, coming fast from night. Piercing a cloud between the mountains. He soars into daylight in godlike light. In my dreams I often fly. I understand the theory. You're simply warping gravity and fall the way you. He woke up on the ceiling, the world was upside down. Honey looking up at him with such a worried frown. He looked around, yes, upside down. It was he who was, and he understood that he was warping gravity. And he understood that he stood at a point of destiny. And he understood the vision that opens up the sky. If he wanted to, he could fly. And it took a lot of learning, but he could fly as fast as he could fall. And he'd carry his own weight, but nothing more at all. With a streamlined plastic suit to protect him from the wind, he could do about 200 miles an hour. Or land upon a dime, or perch upon a flower. But it was a family secret, he could fly. And that's why he's Captain Sky. Well, now I've got a skill, Greg said. It's time to get a job. But who to work for in this world? A greedy corporate mobs. But I've got to make a living, so I'll just see what I can get. And he advertised in the Times and FBI for everyone to come and see the flight of Captain Sky. Maybe someone there would like to hire, or even buy, a man who could fly. Sunny, sunny in Seattle, his public flight debut. Mysterious and stalwart in his skin-tight plastic suit. From some skyscraper stepstone, he sailed in above the crowd. Circled the space needle in a possible human flight. A real-life superhero dressed in blue and cloudy white. Everybody looked up and they cried, oh my, look at that guy fly. Exxon really wanted him. Standard said it first. NASA said they needed him. Hollywood even worse. He got real good press. He was Seattle's superhero. IBM and ITT were making offers hard to resist. But it was some federal agents who said, come with us, we insist. And they told him that he had to be a spy. die. Tell us your name and why. An agent tried to know. We safeguard this country from freaks above or from below. And we won't have weirdos flying around unless they're on our side. So you've got to work for us. We'll teach you how to fight. But Captain Sky just went upside down and fell on out of sight. And he used his middle finger to wave bye-bye. Norway said Captain Sky. Well, he got a job in secret with a great big company, and they paid him pretty well. He made lots of money. He worked the night shift, delivering unmarked packages. All he had to do was fly from town to town, avoiding anybody who was trying to shoot him down. It was pretty safe as long as he stayed high. Fly high, Captain Sky. But pretty soon he figured out just what it was that he was doing. He saw he was not the only one this company was screwing. When he challenged the bosses, they only lied. He tried to quit and they made the money more. He could finally get rich. He lived like a hobo. He said, I'm really not a hero, just a guy, some guy who can fly. My dreams are to fly. I understand the theory. You're simply warping gravity and far away you wish. And far away you wish. If you wish to fall, then it's all. So he went home to honey, and they locked themselves in bed. She said, Greg, do not take that money, I will work instead. And so Captain Sky found himself on the run again. Started an unlicensed and illegal air rescue service. But there were lots of traps for him and made him kind of nervous. So now he's flying underground, flying low, Captain Sky. Then he found that anyone could do what he could do. Honey learned it right away once he showed her how to. He started teaching others how to warp gravity away. And soon the sky was filled with people flying everywhere. Captain Sky just won among the crowd. He didn't care. He might never get rich, but he could try to change the world. That's Captain Sky. The governments of the world tried to suppress the warp away technique, but people learned it anyway until there was no secret. Revolution broke out everywhere, the economy collapsed, war took on new magnitude, crime achieved new high, borders are unkeepable once everyone could fly. But eventually the change it would.